You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
There's a story next out of Fort Myers where a guy was driving. I think they're blowing this story a little bit out of proportion. He had just some fruit thrown in his car. They're calling it a very serious situation.
Well, yeah,
I had something thrown in my car one time, and I think it's very serious.
Okay, exactly. Well, here's the story from ABC 7 in Fort Myers.
So it could have caused a serious accident.
But it's serious either way. Your big story at 6 on ABC 7. Someone is pelting cars with fruit on McGregor Boulevard in Fort Myers. And we are talking to one of the victims tonight who posted on Facebook that he wants the fruit throwers to pay for his damage. Hey there, and thanks for watching. I'm Jeff Butera. Let me show you exactly where this is happening. It's McGregor and Gasparilla Drive. It's about a dozen blocks to the north of the Colonial Boulevard intersection in Fort Myers. Our Rachel Anderson talked to the driver, who says, look, this could have been a disaster.
This is the spot where a Fort Myers man says two boys threw something at his car when he was driving by on McGregor Boulevard. Now he's asking parents to keep tabs on their kids late at night.
We jumped. We didn't know what it was.
Stephen Erdner was driving along McGregor Saturday night when something hit the side of his car.
So we went down the street and pulled over to take a look.
Well, no wonder they threw it out.
You're in an H2.
Are you kidding? So he's driving a Hummer and kids throw some fruit at his car and they're making it out to be the end of the world?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Almost any time you see a Hummer, you should throw fruit at it.
We saw that there was an object that hit this spot, and there was a lot of gel or ooze coming down off the car.
The damage is visible, but Erdner says it's more than that.
There were cars behind me. We were traveling at 35 miles an hour. If I had been startled enough and if I had panicked and I'd gone off the road...
Then you shouldn't be driving.
If I just hit my brakes and the car behind me might have run into me... I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
I spoke with neighbors in this area off McGregor. They've never seen kids throwing objects, but they see kids driving golf carts quite often. Motorized vehicles aren't allowed on sidewalks to begin with.
Generally speaking, golf carts are not allowed on any of the public roadways or definitely not on pathways.
The sidewalks in Fort Myers aren't wide enough.
When the city did a study on maybe allowing them in this part of town on both sides of the golf course and down by the river, they had to look at where there was no street connection. They would have to widen out a whole bunch of paths.
Erdner doesn't expect to find the people who threw something at his car, but he hopes parents take note.
They just would talk to the kids and tell them, you know, explain to them how dangerous what they're doing is and what the consequences could be.
Now, Erdner says he understands that kids will be kids, but he hopes that this message will help them think twice. In Fort Myers...
Stop it.
I don't think he understands.
Super slow news day in Fort Myers.
That was the lead story.
That guy got a 3-minute segment.
He really did.
For some fruit thrown at his Hummer.
Somebody threw a pizza.
Driving he wasn't on the freeway.
Yeah.
He was driving 35 miles an hour.
He went by a park like a it's, you know, it's a golf course. A lot of kids run wild around golf courses.
Huge overreaction.
My God, come on. Yeah. I could have killed somebody. I could have. What if I killed everyone?
What if I panicked when that pear hit my Hummer?
Yeah.
What would be?
Well, that kiwi came crashing down.
The kiwi hit me on the window. If that would have distracted me, and I would have flipped over my Hummer.
It hit him in the what looked like the rear quarter panel by the rear wheel.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You baby.
Get Jesus. It together. And even his Facebook post had one like. It wasn't like, this has gone viral on Facebook.
One like.
It had one like and one sad face.
Someone at the TV station's dad.
It's so crazy.
My dad's got a crazy story, guys.
I mean, good for you, Fort Myers. I guess you have nothing else going on.
If that's the biggest story of the day, that's awesome.
Well, like their other big complaint is it's hard to drive their golf carts around.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Tough life, I guess.
Yeah.
You get me to the news right away. A pear hit
A pear hit you?
A pear hit my Hummer. Not me.
I thought it hit you.
No, not me at all. I was...
like what, on the windshield? Like came crashing through the windshield?
You know, it wasn't even like that either. It was the back quarter panel of my Hummer.
How'd you even hear it? How'd you even know you were hit?
I just saw the little bastards do it.
Oh, I see it.
I've been speaking to the news right now. I got 6 interviews today.
Oh, my God. I hope you got a new shirt. Did you buy a new shirt?
I bought a nice button up.
Does it have any trees on it?
It's got all the trees you would ever want.
Perfect.
To demonstrate that I am just a Florida man.
Perfect.
A pear hit my Hummer.
I believe it to be a pear. It could have been a kiwi.
It's
still to be determined. Send it to the lab.
It couldn't have been an egg. He said it was like a gelatin.
Yeah, gelatin or
an ooze. So sounds like an egg to me.
Yeah, it was probably.
Like the kids egged his Hummer.
That's what it was, dude.
It's totally what it was.
That was our go-to material to throw at stuff was eggs.
Eggs.
Not he's too lame to even know he was egged.
Get it wrong. You can,
he's like, it was like a white gelatin. It probably splattered and half of it went flying off. In San Jose, some thieves stole a duffel bag, but got a big surprise when that bag was actually full of snakes.
Oh. That's no good.
Yeah. Not what you wanted.
No. Here's the story from KTVU-TV.
But they're just super, super gentle animals.
For goodness snakes is the clever name of the company Brian Gundy has owned for 30 years, selling and breeding snakes out of his home in Campbell and educating people, too, on his reptiles.
You know, these are animals that I hatched, most of them, in this room. They're my babies.
Mm-hmm. His livelihood and lifelong passion took a hit Saturday afternoon. Gundy had wrapped up an educational presentation of some of his animals at the Martin Luther King Library in downtown San Jose. His car parked on the second level of the 4th and San Fernando Street garage. He put his belongings, including a duffel bag that looked like this one, in a no parking zone before retrieving his car.
And as I was loading up my gear, I realized that the bag that I had my four ball pythons and blue tongue skink inside of that bag were gone. And they were just there seconds ago.
Gundy ran after a group of people he saw walk by his equipment, but couldn't catch them. He doesn't think they knew what was inside.
Can you imagine what their emotional response or whatever, their reaction when they opened up that bag and saw what they saw?
Besides a blue-tongued skink lizard, four ball python snakes, including the sister of this one, another snake a little larger than this one, were stolen. Altogether, he says the animals are valued at $5,000. A 13-foot Burmese python inside an ice chest and a tegu lizard in a box were spared.
And today I have some bad news for you, and I need your help.
He took to YouTube asking for the public's help. He fears the animals could be dumped at a pet shop or worse, a dumpster.
You know, these are reptiles. Not everybody knows how to take care of reptiles. It's just a sad thing. And the sad thing, too, is that it happened on my birthday.
The owner hopes surveillance video in the area will lead to the identities of the thieves. He has filed a police report but doesn't want to press charges. All he wants is his reptiles back. No questions asked. In San Jose, Azith Smith, KTVU, Fox 2 News.
Same thing happened to me one time because I knew my car was on the third floor in a parking garage, so I had this bag of diamonds. And I put them
down.
Yeah, there was a no parking area on the first floor.
Sure to be safe.
So I had it in a bag and I put them down. It was full of diamonds.
Oh, no.
And then I went up, just took the elevator, got my car, came down, and it was gone.
Yeah.
What?
It was gone.
Someone stole your bag of diamonds?
My bag
of
diamonds.
But you put them in the no parking zone.
I know. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
It's great. For goodness snakes.
It's for goodness snakes. There's a game that goodness snakes reminds me of this game I saw one time. It's like a card game with these kitten cards, and it's called You Gotta Be Kidding Me.
I like that.
I like that, too. you gotta be kidding me.
No, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
You can't just leave snakes in a bag at the side of the road and just assume no one's going to take them.
And also, I could say about that guy.
I also think he he's misread the amount of people that are able to take care of snakes or like they realize they have $5,000 worth of snakes on their hand and are going to have no place to unload it and just take it to a pet store.
Yeah, there's a huge exotic pet market.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like each one of those reptiles, if they could hold up a little sign that says, help. Help me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Help me.
I feel bad for the snakes.
The last little snake was like, please.
Like, let the snakes be snakes.
Help me, please.
For goodness snakes.
Yeah.
For goodness snakes. Nights with him are creepy.
Because, like, he shows up somewhere. I'm more freaked out by him than I am the snakes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Snakes are like, guys, the weirdo is.
Yeah. He's weird.
He's super weird. Super weird.
For goodness snakes is good, though.
That it is.
That's pretty
name.
Good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the name.
It's right on par with You Gotta Be Kidding Me.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Like a brother.
Yeah.
No, I think
weird guy though.
We had a guy come to our house years ago with one of our kids. Amber found this
your
guy that
zoo that you had at your house.
Brought the zoo to the house, and he. I think if you do that, you're a little off.
Oh yeah.
Like if you have 10,000 snakes,
you got a baby kangaroo at home and some snakes and a chinchilla and
kind of how my house is.
You know, I don't know. I think you're a little. Well, you are a little off, no doubt. For goodness' sake,
that is how your house is.
That's exactly how my house is.
Absolutely.
Oh no.
No, but Chuck, you're not taking them on the road.
And I almost got a tortoise.
Oh my goodness.
So he's not cool. Taking them on the road, Bob.
Should have seen this tortoise.
The big.
Maybe when this show's done,
it was like a baby, but it was going to get big.
I love tortoises,
and it would have lasted.
Chuck brings
75 years.
Chuck
so I couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He loves Chuck to talk about that stuff. He's going to show you his ants and his aquariums and all sorts of things. There's your side gig, Chuck.
It's not a bad side gig.
But anyone I've encountered who does that, I feel like, much like the snake man, they're a wee bit off.
Yep. Snake and Spider-Man are usually... Not very.
There's a local snake guy who has a YouTube channel.
You watch that?
Here. Yeah, he's got good videos. He doesn't seem out of it.
No.
You know, but he's got 10,000 snakes. So when you have 10,000 snakes, you're into snakes, you know?
Yeah.
There's another guy who just, he hatches them all the time and like pulls them out of their egg and like shows you them and like tells you what they are. And that kind of grosses me out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Alex Trebek has been standing up to cancer like a champ, but not sure if he can do it much longer. In a new interview, he hinted that his time hosting Jeopardy could be running out pretty soon. Here's what he said.
How much longer do you want to do Jeopardy?
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish. I talk to the producers about this all the time now. I say, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as much as well as it used to. The chemo has caused sores inside my mouth. It makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. They say, well, we don't notice. I said, yeah, I notice those things. And I'm sure there are observant members of the television audience who notice also. But they're forgiving. And
do you feel you then have to almost prepare your fans and your longtime lifetime viewers that you may not fulfill this if the moment comes and you say, I don't like my own performance anymore? Is that your benchmark?
Yeah, probably. When I feel that way, when I feel that my skills have diminished to the point that I notice and am bothered by it. I notice now, but I'm not as bothered by it because all the people around me are saying, no, it's okay. But there will come a point where they will no longer be able to say, it's okay.
Shouldn't, like, Jeopardy go on hold for a while?
Yeah, I was wondering, what did they do? Do they continue and they just throw someone in there right away?
Like, the next day, Jeopardy's on, but another guy is doing it.
I don't know if that would work. Know. Do you think it would be as successful without Alex Trebek? Do people watch that show just for the show?
It's
doesn't matter
him.
The host?
It's not him. It's not him.
I mean, he's synonymous with it. He's hosted it for so long.
Right. People like the show, but
successful. People like the show.
Then they get maybe Jeff Probst. Yeah, didn't he do, like, Rock and Roll Jeopardy for a while? They can just bring him over to regular Jeopardy?
To be honest, it's really not a bad idea. I know my parents love that guy.
I think he's busy doing that Fantasy Island show.
Is he?
And all those couples that are on the verge of breaking up and they hook
Jeff
up.
Probst is from Survivor? One?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I know he's back at another episode. Season of Survivor just started.
Yeah, I think it's season 175.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Survivor!
Survivor's been on for over 20 years. I think.
I watched three seasons of it.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah, I watched three seasons of it.
Yeah, James, I don't know. I've never seen anything about that show, so it could be him. But
we talked about it starting up because it's like Temptation Island.
Hmm.
Which we all loved for one season, and then they were like, it's too hot for TV or whatever.
But
back
I think
then.
Jeff Probst has that TV personality, you know, like people know
him. Yeah.
He's familiar
he's
to your parents.
A little bit.
Pompous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think works.
Yes. Mm. I think you need a little bit of that on Jeopardy.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
They do need to, like, cool it for a bit.
Yeah, take a break.
Let him.
The only other guy, would they get that Carson Daly?
No.
No, because
he's not.
So.
God damn. He's not that bright.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's any footage of Jeff Probst on Rock and Roll Jeopardy to see how he was here.
It's my bad. Mark Into Wahlberg is the host album. Of Temptation Island.
Oh, okay. Mark Wahlberg. Okay.
Mark Wahlberg. Stairway
to Heaven. No,
not that one. Not
no,
Mark.
No.
What is Led Zeppelin for?
Different one.
That's it. I'd like
There's
Led Zeppelin
There's another Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, there is.
Did you say Markel?
He's
Mark
hosted
L.
some other
Mark
stuff.
L. Oh, you know who he is. Is he the Rose guy?
No, that's Chris Harrison. Antique Roadshow, yeah. Russian Roulette, The Moment of Truth on Fox. Did he host the original Temptation Island, this guy?
Oh, my God.
I know his face. I didn't know his name was Mark Wahlberg.
That's crazy that your name's Mark Wahlberg.
Mark L. Wahlberg.
What was the
Mark
yes,
he did.
Excuse
Mark
me,
Wahlberg.
Mark L. Wahlberg.
He hosted the original Temptation Island. Okay. That's where we know
so
him from.
So that's it.
I was thinking, man, know. Mark Wahlberg's career really took a dive.
Yeah, I was like,
where have I been?
I was like, I thought he was just doing killer movies like
you. Yeah, well, big step back.
Temptation Island.
Temptation big Island, no.
Be his agent.
Not working anymore.
He would be back. A temptation. All the women would be all over.
Oh
Mark
yeah,
Wahlberg.
That's sure.
Not Mark L. Wahlberg.
Not Mark L. Wahlberg. He probably gets okay.
Mark L. Mark and the Funky Bunch. No,
yeah,
no.
Different one.
I'm Mark L. Wahlberg.
That's so hard that you got to go through life putting an L in your.
Was there? Hold on.
Mark L.
I know this is crazy, but was. Is this the guy who did end up hooking up with one of the contestants on one of his game
no,
shows?
I think that was Chris Harrison from The Bachelor.
Oh, was
he
it?
Ended up. Yeah. I think his marriage fell apart. And
okay.
They thought he was with one of the whores from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I knew it happened to somebody.
I'm Mark L. Wahlberg.
Mark L. Wahlberg, bitch.
No one along the way was like, dude, you should
just change your name.
Because if I'm like Brad F. Pitt,
yeah.
Like someone's got to say, you can't be Brad Pitt, dude.
Yeah, no.
No, you got to change. I mean, maybe you're Tim Pitt. Maybe you're Jimmy Pitts. Mm. I don't know. But
yeah, you're both like in kind of like entertainment. Like the most famous Andy Green was a race car driver that broke the land speed record.
Right. The most famous David Hunter was a hockey player.
Yeah. And that's like, he's got his own realm, you know? People that love that Andy Green.
Yeah.
They're not finding me.
No.
He's fast, though. He's a fast son of a bitch.
He was.
Andy Green is the fastest son of a bitch on the planet.
He is, yeah. He was a fast mofo.
People are saying Ken Jennings, the guy that won so big on Jeopardy. Well, he's definitely pompous. Definitely smart.
Yeah.
Not sure.
You
if
have
he
to
has.
Be able to like you need present. You have to be able to do.
But
all
I do
that.
Agree. If Alex Trebek can't do it any longer, I think they've got to. I don't think they'll do it though. They should take a break.
Yeah.
Money.
There's too much. It's in syndication all over the country. They would lose a ton of cash.
Yeah.
So they won't do it. They'll either do Best of Jeopardy stuff for a while, which maybe that's better, and then come back with a new host.
But I'll say this. He should probably let them. Get another guy in there, like sooner than later.
Mm. Yeah,
because I feel like he's going to try and do this, and then it's going to be like, oh man, I can't do it all of a sudden. And what he has is going to happen quick.
Here's a story about the Mark Wahlberg confusion. I guess Mike. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. Balls. Hey, I just wanted to call. It's pretty funny. You guys just brought up Mark L. Wahlberg a couple years ago. My mom won something at the casino to go see The Price is Right in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, The Price is Right live.
She calls me all ecstatic, like, oh, my God, Mark Wahlberg's going to be there. I'd like her, you know, she loves him. Grew up same time period. And she gets there and she texts me and she's like, it's Mark L. Wahlberg.
What a disappointment.
That sucks.
That is such a... Flew all the way to Detroit.
Can you imagine you think you're going to meet Mark Wahlberg? That's you get all done up. You are to the nines.
Well, I wear. I'm meeting Mark. Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg's going to be here.
Seriously, he's going to be there. And when he sees me,
it's going to be over.
I'm just going to have to doll up. He's a handsome, handsome fellow.
Put your hands together for the host of The Price is Right Live, Mark L. Wahlberg.
What the Christ?
Oh, Jesus, God.
He walks out.
Who is that loser?
How many times has that dude walked into a room and they're like, Mark L. Wahlberg? And people are like, oh, God damn it. He's just seen that reaction a lot.
So disappointing.
He just had to hold on to that name, huh?
Yeah. Because as disappointing as it is to some people, it's name recognition, right? It's instant name recognition, even though it doesn't always work out.
I think he thought he was going to meet him. I'm Bob Hope.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you...
I'm Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, I think it's a bad idea.
I think he thought he was going to overtake him. I think he thought he was going to be the Mark Wahlberg.
He'll be the more popular of the Wahlbergs.
I think when he first started, Mark Wahlberg was already big. Like, there was already no touching him.
He was big as Marky Mark. Maybe he's like...
Do you think so? It was that long ago?
I don't know how long the guy's been around, but maybe when he, like, signed his name.
Right.
So... Yeah. Celebrity name. He's like, I'll be Mark L. Wahlberg. And as Marky Mark was like, I'm actually going to be Mark Wahlberg.
Mark L. Wahlberg is worth $3 million. And Marky Wahlberg is worth $255 million.
There's a big difference. I bet the guy pulling $3 million, though, still gets it done.
He's kicking his ass.
But he is kicking his ass. He's getting his.
He's the number one Mark Wahlberg.
He's definitely the number
two. There's a video on YouTube, local Mark Wahlberg douchebag.
I don't think you can click on it.
I don't think I can either.
Jeez.
Oh, here's a TMZ. It's Mark Wahlberg. Nope, not that Mark Wahlberg.
And now, one of the biggest movie stars in the world!
Oh, no.
Wahlberg!
Hey, bud.
How are you?
Mr. Wahlberg, how you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Very funny, fella. Now, can you just move over because we need to talk to the real Mark Wahlberg? Where is he? In there? Mark!
My name's Mark Wahlberg. What do you expect?
This?
I got Mark Wahlberg in New York. Not Mark Wahlberg, but Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg Segundo!
What?
Antiques Roadshow.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg.
I like him a lot.
But you don't feel a little let down?
I like him.
I know. You can still like him, but it'll be a little let down.
I think he's had a successful career. Yeah! He hosted huge shows like The Big Date, Shop Till You Drop, Antiques Roadshow.
Did he do Temptation Island?
Oh, yeah! That show where hot people made cheating look cool. You know, before Brad Pitt did. Anyway, it's gotta suck to have the name Mark Wahlberg, right? Because people say stuff like,
I love you in Transformers.
Thank you.
Much to come, right?
You know, I get several versions of that hourly.
That
hourly.
Sucks.
It sure does. It's like if you invite George Clinton from the P-Funk over to jam, and then Vice President George Clinton shows up. Buzzkill. And weird.
No, not all jokes are good.
No. I'm a ghost for the win.
Sometimes I'm really
not
bad.
Anything. I'm just saying it sucks to have a name of somebody. Like, if my name was Nancy Reagan, it would suck.
Would it suck?
Yeah, it would. Hey!
Nancy was...
Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll stop there.
TMZ's show right. Makes me sad in my heart.
It does. But I like that they made fun of Mark L. Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Mark Someone L. Wahlberg.
Realized it.
Yeah. Even for a little.
I didn't know that there was two Mark Wahlbergs.
I knew the guy. I had no idea that that was his name. Never.
No surprise.
Yep.
Now, don't be fooled by Mark L. Wahlberg.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'd be so mad. I get the anger of this guy at a drive-thru. So this happened at a Jack in the Box in suburban Los Angeles. I'm going to play you the news report here. And we have the video, the actual raw video of this up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. It's like drive-thru rage a bit. But the worker who's holding up traffic of everyone getting their orders is like, it's like her boyfriend or something. They're holding hands through the window. They're chatting.
I hate that.
And everyone's waiting for their food while these two are having like a moment.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby, what's up? Oh, sweetie. Baby, the Jack in the Box.
What time you get off work, baby?
Hey, girl. Come on.
You know I miss you.
I miss you too, girl. I miss you so bad. I'm gonna keep driving through you. Give me some of them fries.
I just want Lisa to go through a drive-thru and go, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
How's your shift?
How you doing, girl?
Hold up the whole drive. Yeah.
They'll
be fine.
Anyway, here's the story. Take a listen here.
Next story gets awkward real fast. Yeah, a chatty employee holds up the drive-thru line at a local Jack in the Box, and hungry customers, they aren't having it.
Yo! What?
Excuse me?
What's going on with the food? It sounds like I'm having a...
What am I doing? I'm correcting my order.
Black girl, yeah, right. I'm going to correct your order so good.
Rosalia Love posted this unusual encounter on social media.
She's half out the window.
It's definitely not correcting it.
Look at the dog in the background.
As you can imagine.
That dog is hilarious.
What are they doing?
She's touching his hand in the drive-thru.
Hey, man, keep it moving, man. Those people are hungry, man.
He's hoping they'll drop a french fry out the window.
Yeah, probably.
Smells it. Food, yep.
Oh, man.
After back and forth comments, the employee tells the customer she won't take their order and encourages them to leave.
Same thing.
I'm going to be rude. I'm not going to take your order.
What the f***? I already made an order. What are you talking about?
I'm going to be rude. I'm not going to take your order.
They're just holding hands. They're just in love.
Take my...
You can go ahead and leave. I'm not taking your order.
Are you a manager? You're the manager?
Wow.
That dog is like, this is crazy. You don't see that kind of drama every day.
Oh, man.
So funny.
Go see the original video at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So you can also see the dog in the background, which is awesome.
The employee continued to yell and curse. She ended up driving away without any food. The owner of the restaurant did apologize and says the relatively new employee would not be working there much longer. So there, the answers to our questions.
She's new, and she's pulling that.
ABC7, where they got all the sass.
That's right.
Have all that sass.
Oh, that dog made it.
The dog was like, punch it, Dad.
Yeah.
We're on camera.
Dog's like, do I have to fight? Is this a situation?
Yeah. I smell fries.
Oh, my God.
I smell fries and burgers.
Come on. When the drive-thru workers, like, pretty much... fondling the person in the drive-thru. They're having a moment.
It's crazy.
Get over it.
Yeah.
And how long was it going on for me to pull my phone out and start recording it? You know what I mean?
It's been waiting happening. A while.
It's been going on forever.
Well, the guy kept holding her hand as she was yelling.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, she was saying she was trying to correct an order, but she was just, they were just trying to, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, booty. You got that right.
Jack in the booty. You got that right.
The fries is in the ass. Oh, yeah, girl, you're going to correct my order so good.
I'm going to correct your order.
You're going to upsize this bag.
I'm about to supersize that ass.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make love to you with no tomatoes.
No, it's great for them, too. It sucks for the rest of us waiting in line.
They didn't get their food.
It's probably what people think about me when I'm going through the Dairy Queen.
What?
I'm just getting so much.
Yeah, they're like, he must be in love with something. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Just like joking the around.
Touching the blizzard.
Let me just like the back of your hand.
Just, oh my God.
It's beautiful. Kissing the blizzard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Moving along. We want some ice cream too.
I'm going to be honest. I've gotten a lot dirtier.
Oh, no.
I've gotten a lot dirtier than just giving it a kiss.
Is that guy going down on that blizzard?
I sure have. Yeah, sure.
Holy hell, come on, dude. I got a cone to get.
Every last drop.
Oh, my God. He put it in the passenger seat and went down.
Looks like when I'm eating a cone.
Look, it's all over his face.
And it really is.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Chuck,
what a mess.
Filthy animal. No, when I had my full Western-style beard, I would try and get, I would get a dipped cone.
It's impossible to eat.
And then it'd be all over me.
It's impossible
to eat. It was like a bukkake film.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nobody tells you that about beards.
No, you really.
There's two things I learned the hard way about having a beard, and that one is that.
Yeah.
It's the dipped ones, too, that especially you look like you have problems. And the other one is soup. You can't do soup.
Soup, yeah, I'm sure.
Soup, I never even tried it. I don't think when I had my Western beard. But I was like, cowboys never had ice cream, that's for sure.
Soup's a real bitch with a beard. Yeah.
To some people, even, I guess, Halloween candy is a status symbol. A woman in Rancho Cucamonga, California, just posted a rant on a neighborhood Facebook page with a message for her neighbors as Halloween approaches.
Yeah.
She said this: over the last three Halloweens, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community. This has to stop.
Yeah, someone said it.
She says, Dum Dums, Smarties, Jolly Ranchers.
Terrible.
That might be okay from some other cities nearby, but we're a rich neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy that we hand out on Halloween.
She finally said it.
Please start handing out full-size candy bars or giving each kid at least 4 to 6 fun-size bars. It's the least they deserve.
I love this idea.
Sounds like some fat kid took over his mouth.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Hear ye,
you know this was a kid.
I got mom's Facebook. Oh, Halloween's going to be awesome, guys.
Like, honestly, James, I don't know if you did this or if any of you guys. We would intentionally hit a rich neighborhood.
Oh, of course.
Because they gave out the best candy.
Everyone did that. Everyone
did
that.
And if all of a sudden I'm busting my butt to go to the rich area and they're not giving out the good stuff, I'm writing a letter.
Yeah. You'd hit all the good houses.
You guys are supposed to be wealthy, but you're handing out trash with Smarties. Smarties, are you kidding me? Bags of chips.
Mr. Smith, Mike and Ike.
What the
Mike
heck?
And Ike.
Mike and Ike.
Are you serious?
There's no one alive
who
wants
them. What is that? Where did you find that? At Odlock?
Exactly.
Jesus H. Christ.
Spend the $15.
Guys are lucky we don't want iPads from you.
It's about $15 for a bag of delicious mini-sized chocolate bars. I actually was taken aback by the price of a full bag of... I didn't think they were that much money.
Full bag of...
I was in there the other day, and I would like they had the Halloween display up, and I was like, "Ooh, I should get myself some Halloween candy,
like just for you, not to hand out."
Yeah, no, trick or treat for me right now. And I walked over, and I was like, "Okay, well, you got to get some of the good stuff." And I was like, "I'll get this Reese's pack." I was like, $16?
That's crazy.
Whoa.
I'm like, what?
That's nuts.
I can't spend $16 on candy just for me right now. That seems weird.
But you bought it anyway, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I literally didn't. Well, I was like...
Good. Good restraint, Chuck.
I can understand if it was, you know, $6, I would have bought it.
Yeah, like $6 to $10. Well,
$6.
It must have been a giant bag, dude.
It was like a normal, like, whatever, you know. I don't know how many pieces are in it.
Reese's are inflating?
That's what I think.
Huh.
Big. The price of chocolate has gone up!
Unless you're going to some fancy store or something.
No, it was a grocery store.
Big cup.
Big cup. They know what they've got.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.